Blue 32! Blue 32! Set!
Hey everybody, welcome again to yet another special edition of the Gray Matter. It's NFL time, which means we are bringing you our second annual NFL preview, this time featuring the AFC and NFC West. Andre once again showcases his GM chops. Paul continues his protest by taking a knee, and I will yet again try to come back from the PUP list. We'll forecast each division in this series and our playoff predictions and picks to win the Super Bowl with a little bit of fantasy and gambling mixed in. Please note, as always, that none of our comments should be regarded as advice for you to follow when you are out there gambling. So
none
if
of
you're following
them.
Our
none
gambling
yeah, don't even do
advice,
it.
Then I have bad news for you. You shouldn't. Please go seek real help. We are not that place, however. So if you do have a gambling problem, there are plenty of places out there for you. With that, let's have some fun once again, fellas, and let's pick it up with the AFC West. So, Andre, what you got?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Did you just call me Paulin Paupernick? That's what we doing?
All of, hey, if the knee fits. I ain't saying you be taking the knee. I'm just saying you be protesting stuff.
Like, you do protesting. You going against the system. So yeah.
I just be asking questions.
Well, it. So in honor of that, I'm gonna ask a couple questions. And I think I feel bad having them go first since they won the Super Bowl and everything. Tainted field, but we ain't gonna mention that. But we're gonna start off with the AFC. I definitely feel a way. That wasn't holding.
Nobody told him to drop the ball. Dropped the ball, bro.
Come on, man. Come on. No,
AFC West is where we kicking this off at. It's an interesting division for sure. There's multiple storylines coming out of the AFC West this year. Lot. So let's kick it off. With my man in the Seattle jersey, what are you predicting for the AFC West?
As a representative of a team that's been in both divisions. See, this historical shit, right?
Yeah, you forgot them Dave what, Craig, Steve Larson years.
I know a little
years.
Bit. I know a little
Kurt
bit.
Kurt Warner year.
Know a little bit. Yo, real talk, AFC West, I believe that Patrick, because I don't want his mama in my
want
DMs.
To smoke.
Well, she can if she want to get in my DMs. I mean, I fight Patrick, Big Pat. I ain't, you know. No, real talk. I believe they're still the class of the division. However, I believe that Peyton is going to light a spark in Colorado, and we're gonna have some gold.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. We're gonna have some things going with Denver. I don't really expect much out of Vegas, and I don't expect. You know, this is probably gonna be sacrilegious. I don't expect much out of LA. I believe we're going to have more of the same in LA. I believe that as much as I love Justin Herbert, and I've loved the kid since he was probably a sophomore in college. And for those of you who don't know in group chat, I prefer Justin Herbert to Joe Burrow. I have always preferred Justin Herbert to Joe Burrow. And I believe the Bengals should have drafted Justin Herbert instead of Joe Burrow. And I believe had they drafted Justin Herbert instead of Joe Burrow, the Bengals would be Super Bowl champions already.
That's when That's where we got.
That's my hot take. But, you can print that. You can print that. That's how. That's the real for the week. That's real. And I've said that since they were in college. However, I just don't believe they don't have anything. And what I mean by anything, they don't have anything. I believe there are talented players in the building, in the facility. I believe LA allows you to punch a clock in the same way that South Florida allows you to punch a clock. Mm-hmm. You hit the weights, you throw them around, you pick them up, you put them down.
It's hard to have that grit. In places like Miami,
when you're rich,
LA,
in a place that's beautiful,
yep,
Atlanta, New York City, it's hard to be hungry when you're fat. And that's really the only reason I believe that LA, Herbert, and the boys don't have a shot. I believe it's going to be, I believe Denver can win 9 games, maybe 10. I believe the Kang is the Kang. And I believe he's probably going to win about 13, 14 games barring injury. If he's upright, they're going to win 13 games.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Paul. I'll say this. I don't believe in the Chargers this year, but for slightly different reasons. I think that what they say, how's it go past his prologue? Like, the Chargers can't stay on the field. They have all the weapons and the talent necessary to take the step. They are aging, and I think sometimes we're in denial because we want to believe it every year. Name the last Chargers team that you can remember, whether it was with Herbert or even with Phillip Rivers, or how far you want to go back. Mm-hmm. Name the last Chargers team where they didn't have a running back, tight end, or receiver who didn't get injured during the season, and it changed the way that they had to play their offense. Like, name
it's
the last
hard season to win remember. When you're rich. In a beautiful place.
I'm saying the only thing I'm saying is the last time the Chargers had a full complement of skill position players who played the whole season, when we're talking Gates, LaDainian Tomlinson, Phillip Rivers, and they got hurt in the championship, right? For whatever the reason. I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily that they're fat or comfortable.
You can go back to Fouts. Winslow and Munson.
Right. There you go, right? Chuck Munson. And so that's my point is that
James Brooks before we was blessed to get the kid.
Right. Back when it was James. Yeah, exactly. And so what I'm saying is I think that's the reason why Kansas City, first of all, toe to toe, I still think even as special as we know he is, Mahomes is like he's on that like rarefied air special. Man. He's just a whole different thing. And I feel like it's blasphemous to even discuss a second, third, fourth, like these tiers. There is no tiers, right?
Shout out to Russ, though. I got Russ coming back.
Well, I was getting ready to say.
I got Russ winning 10 games.
Here's what I'll say. I have the Broncos winning 10 games. And I think that, no, here's what I'm saying. I don't think, no, when I say that, what I mean is, I don't think Russ's statistics are going to be that, I mean, they're going to be better than last year. Because it's hard to get worse, right?
Right. Hard not
they're
to
going
be.
To be better. But what I'm saying is.
Better than trash.
I think, no, what I'm saying, but here's the point. The Broncos, for all that was chronicled about Russell Wilson, their problem was. Like, it was stuff that really was outside of his control. I think that going ahead and getting Sean Payton. No, they didn't score enough points. But I think that they brought him in there to be a savior, and he's not a savior. That's all I'm saying.
We gonna let you struggle Sean through Payton. That one.
What I'm saying is Sean Payton is going to do enough to get the team around him to be able to move the ball so that they're not expecting him to play hero ball. He's not hero ball. He can't do hero ball. And that's, I think that was some of the problem, not to mention, and Andre was first on this particular thing about the coach.
He was first.
And I don't mean first like on the gray man. He was first
in group like, chat.
Anywhere. Like people was like, oh, give him a chance. I was the main one, like, oh, give him a chance. Nah, man, you don't get no chances.
When that boy bad. Said let's ride, I was gone.
Okay. So my point is there is nowhere but up, and then there's a lot of other stuff for another time we can talk about with some of the stuff that actually turns out Russ was going through privately. And I think that's a factor to some degree, even though he's a whole professional and I don't want to try to make excuses for him. What I'm saying is I think the Broncos are going to be better, substantially better than they were last year, mm-hmm. because it was almost the sum of all fears, like everything that happened to them last year. It was just like they were losing games like in uncharacteristic ways that I think that Sean Payton will be able to help them fix. So I definitely think – but nobody's going to rival the Chiefs in that division. I also think that it will be one of those – that's going to be a division where I believe in the AFC a couple teams will get out. Noticeably, I haven't said anything about the Raiders because I don't think there's anything to say. Mm-mm. They have the fourth best quarterback and probably maybe.
Man, let's put some respect on Jimmy G's game.
No. What I'm saying is they have the fourth best quarterback currently. I ain't talking about historically. Right now, they got the fourth best quarterback in it probably the only division.
It's a loaded division. Yeah.
It's a loaded division. It's not Jimmy G's fault. That's my point. Jimmy G in any other division, he's not your fourth quarterback. Except for maybe if you throw him in the AFC North or something like that. But even still, Jimmy G is people who dogging Jimmy G.
Who is better than him in the AFC North other than Jared Goff?
The AFC North?
That's the NFC North.
I'm sorry, NFC North. I'm sorry. My bad. Let me shut up. I jumped the gun.
See how we do?
I didn't be waiting for Billy to say something.
And this is the protest we were talking about earlier.
Right. Look at you.
Get up for him.
Salute the flag. No. What I'm saying is
waiting on him.
What I'm saying is the Raiders are not going to necessarily be good, and it's not going to be necessarily pinned on quarterback play. I think they're just top to bottom roster wise, they're probably one of, if not the, they're one of the toughest divisions to come out and actually get wins. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sorry, the Broncos defense, their defense was still like top three in the league, and they only mm-hmm. won, what was it, like six games or something like that last year? Like they were bad on offense. Their defense is strong. The Chargers are loaded. They got plenty of weapons. And then the Chiefs are the Chiefs. So, I don't expect much out of the Raiders. I just don't really. And plus, I have no respect for their coaching. Like, it's bad. But the point is, I don't see much out of the Raiders. I think that the Broncos are going to be the team that makes the biggest jump. It's not going to be even close to being enough to rival the Chiefs. As long as the Chiefs have the best coach in the division. They have the best quarterback in the division. You might argue some of the skill positions, but I'm sorry, Mahomes and Reed, like, what are we talking about? This is simple.
I dig it. And I'm going to need you to stop stealing my material before, so I can talk. But no, so we'll go over some though. So I'll start with the easiest one, which is the Raiders. Them, it's similar to the Colts where you pissed off your running back. And
the best running back in the world.
Yeah.
You so
alive right now.
Right. So so Josh Jacobs
best running back breathing.
So Josh Jacobs is pulling a Zeke and he's somewhere in Cabo. So that you're already starting your season off on that note. Your quarterback, Jimmy G. They said he'd been dropping dimes, which, you know, is great and awesome, but
he'd been dropping dimes since he was a backup.
Yeah. Yep. So and
that's not new.
health is also of paramount concern with him there. I think Davante Adams is still just a dog. Like, I mean, there's no way around denying his talent. I think his frustration may boil over this year because he didn't come there. He came there to play with his best friend and turn around and got Jimmy G, and they ain't winning. So they're not going to be a good football team this year. Let's just go ahead and call that what it is. I just don't see it. That's enough of that. Moving on to who we got? The Chargers. Like, I want to cheer on the Chargers. Like, I really do. Just because I admire the talent. But we mentioned coaching. Like, both of y'all gave reasons that the Chargers ain't going to make it. But y'all didn't bring up the one main factor is that Brandon Staley coached like
it's fourth and six.
Man, he, that dude.
I'm not going to deal with Brandon Staley. That's why I'm just not going to speak on him. This is why.
That man, he coached like he got like he in a controlled scrimmage, you know, like where you get to after fourth down, you get to just reset it.
Exactly.
The downs over again. Like, no, you don't have unlimited downs. Like the four is the max. And he coached like he got unlimited downs. Man, that with the coupling of they play 17 road games a year is also. Now, I know you want to think about it, Paul. Chargers fans do not. They are easily having a stadium taken over because all the pretty people like, I don't care about football. I'll go to the beach.
I mean, but do you understand how close San Diego is to L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I sat there and watched the Eagles take over the entire stadium, like the entire stadium.
Here's the thing. It's kind of like the Hurricanes in South Florida. You know, they play in what was it? SoFi? Is it what? Yeah. No, that's not LA. SoFi.
You're talking about because
Hard Rock. Is it called now?
Hard Rock.
They play in Hard Rock. Have you ever been to Coral Gables?
Yes.
You know how far Coral Gables is from Hard Rock.
So where are we going with this? Because
my point is that ain't an excuse.
Hold on.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
This is strictly for Mr. Buddy LaRose over here, the legend. How far were you from your home field when you were in high school?
Oh, come on, man.
You talking about the school from where we played or like where I lived?
Don't do that.
Wow. No, I'm legit because we played at the College Football Hall of Fame. So,
exactly. So
our games were in a
how far location. Was that from where you practiced?
Oh, okay. I'm glad we have clarified now. Okay, so it was 20 minutes because it was from Kings Island. We played by Kings Island.
You didn't have a home field.
Right, but we had the fans.
They were. Here's the thing.
I know where I'm going, but here's the thing.
I think the major difference is, I mean, shout out to the Molar Crusaders, but guess what? There was a whole, they had a whole legend and tradition and culture. The Chargers have none of that.
All they known for is the powder blue uniforms. Like,
they
come
literally
on.
Have none of that. Like, that's why I was like.
I've routinely watched their stadium being taken over by other teams' fans.
I'll give you a story. My wife was in Atlanta for a conference last week, and she went to the Hall of Fame and said, do you want anything there from there? And I said, no. I played at the real College Football Hall of Fame in high school. And
every year.
And when I was in college, Mount St. Joe's home field was the College Football Hall of Fame. It's in Kings Island, bro. I don't know what they doing down there in Atlanta. I don't honor that.
I think there is validity to what Andre's saying. They just don't have the fan base.
Their games, I mean, literally, crowd noise is a problem for the home team in the Chargers every game because their fans will sell the tickets. Like, it's not that they don't sell tickets. They just scalp them to other fans of the teams that
they
are.
They don't need it that bad. Well, they got too much.
That's
other
life
stuff.
In a big city. You think the Dolphins don't feel the same way?
We'll get to the Dolphins when we get to that division. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying, as a dude who's been in Dolphin Stadium a bunch of times, I never went to see the Dolphins. I went to see the Jets. I went to see Tom Brady. I went to see whoever
again,
was coming
though,
to town.
The Dolphins have died.
I wasn't going to see Jay Feeble.
They got a whole tradition. They got Super Bowl championships.
Keeping it 100. I'm just saying. I wasn't going to see Jay Feeble and Aronde Gadsden and Chris Chambers.
But again, the tradition. The Chargers are literally they have no tradition.
And they move, and again.
So we're going to attack the Rams too?
The Rams ain't too far.
We're going to give the Rams the same energy.
We are definitely going to give them the same energy on the next segment.
Okay.
We'll get there. But yes.
But the Chiefs, all I'm saying, Chiefs are historically known to not have a supportive crowd, is really what it gets. Chargers. Which brings me to the Broncos, which we're going to see the same kind of leap out of Russell Wilson
franchise
as we saw
out of Kansas City.
Right. So we're going to see the same kind of jump that we saw that I expect Mac Jones to take based on coaching. Just literally just the coach.
Mac Jones?
I'm saying the jump.
Mac Jones.
For people who... y'all not privy to our group chat, praise Jesus for that, because we'd be canceled. But
we'd be in jail.
I literally, after, and they can witness it, they are my witnesses, after the second game of the year last year, I was like, Nathaniel Hackett was gonna get fired.
Gotta go.
I said, he gotta go.
He said it in the preseason. He was like, I give him two games, and then he came back.
That was literally what he said.
He's like, in the second quarter, the second game,
this ain't it.
He got to go. Ain't it.
And y'all tried to talk me out of it.
Come on, man. Wait a minute. It's too early. And Russ and blah, blah, he was like, I don't want to hear it.
I know what I'm looking at. So I just think that that's going to be a progression just a bump in five games. Absolutely. Just based on that. The other part, and I said this last year, and I will say it again.
Number 7-8, but go ahead.
Last year, the Broncos paid a bunch of money for all the Infinity Stones out of Russell Wilson. And all he showed up with in them first 14 games was a Soul Stone. He showed up with the Soul Stone. And we don't even know what that does. Like, in reality.
That was made up for the movie.
they paid you for all the stones and you showed up with one that don't do nothing. I need
Sierra can't block, run, tackle, catch, nothing.
Neither can Future Junior. He too young. Future Junior too young to get out there at split out. Like, no, you
Hell, Future nothing. Senior, bro. Future Senior ain't worth shit either. Let's keep it 100.
So he literally showed up with nothing to help. Now, I think Sean Payton, if nothing else, is going to at least be a regulator in that. The difficulty for this is going to be Sean Payton traditionally calls a play. He expects you to run the play. Russ typically, traditionally, has the play called. I'll look at some of it, but I'm probably going to do my own thing. Like, I appreciate the suggestion, though.
Russ will run the play. Russ is an idiot. I mean, well, not an idiot, but he will run the play and then run it till it don't work. And then so he can do what he wants. Think he's slick is what I'm trying to say. Okay, I'm going to turn down the first read. Oh, I'm going to turn down the second read. Oh, coach, they was coming. That's Russ right there in a nutshell.
And that is the essence of letting Russ cook. Russ ain't got to make gourmet meals every time, but he tried to. Like, sometimes hot dogs and beanies and weenies is all right, man. Take the check down. Take the first read. And so that's going to be the conflict there, is can Sean Payton get him to throw the ball on time? Even if Sean Payton crafts the offense towards what Russell Wilson does, first off, Russell Wilson got to bring everything to the table that Russell Wilson does.
Facts.
And secondly, you still gonna have to throw the ball when Sean Payton tells you that you're supposed to throw the ball. Like, so It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, this is what they call being on time. Russ has never been a quarterback who was expected to be on time. It's the complaint that a lot of
no, I think it was expected. It just kept working.
They worked around time, it, bro. But I'm saying they worked around it a lot.
It was like that works too.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Until it didn't, and then Pete Carroll was like, point, you know what? We can trade you.
Whereas I think with Sean Payton, I think you're right. Sean Payton will be like, no, we don't do that here.
Well, Sean Payton invented Slant Boy.
He invented a lot of people, though.
What I say is Sean Payton doesn't like his quarterback to hold the ball more than 2 seconds.
No.
So you're not going to get any air distance.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of quick game. It's going to be a lot of screen game. It's going to be slants. It's going to be outs. He's not throwing like 12-yard digs.
If you have the ball in your hand after 3 seconds, it's your fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, period.
And traditionally, like if you look at how the old Saints teams were with Drew Brees, the Broncos literally player for player kind of have somebody you can say, oh, that's him. Yeah. Oh, that's
Reggie Bush caught 100 balls.
Yeah. No, I mean, so you have the players that you can point to.
Kamara caught like 70.
So they got a running back that looks similar to Alvin Kamara. They got a wide receiver that looks similar to my man that went from Jenkins to Hofstra. Yeah. Then you got a tight end that looks similar to Jimmy Graham. Like you can point like player for player, like, hey, oh, that person matches that person. Like, so he's going to try to run what the Saints do with a little bit of give me what you can do.
He's trying to turn Russ into a form of Drew Brees.
Jerry Jeudy's career is on the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's under more pressure than Jerry Jeudy because he can go. He could go out there this year and become a Hall of Famer, or he can get out the league.
I don't think he'll get out the league, but he will be moved on from.
He'll get more chances, but the leash, to Paul's point, his leash is about to get extreme.
Well, his payday is on the line is really what this comes down to. He'll sign for somebody next year for 200 grand, $500,000, something like that. But he has the talent to be like one of the higher paid people. And so last year, his quarterback and the coach and all that.
He's got Santonio Holmes talent.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So we got that. Then the Chiefs, I don't think I ever officially apologized to them in public. So I'm going to go ahead and take the time.
You going to do it today?
I'll go ahead and do it today. Because people can go back to our episode from last year when we did the football preview. I did not have the Chiefs making the playoffs. I thought Tyreek Hill was the sauce that was going to stir the drink, and the thing was that the sauce this whole time it wasn't that I slept on him. I just slept on his importance. Travis Kelce is the straw that serves the drink. As long as because y'all keep saying as long as they got
what you gonna do when Travis Kelce retires?
No, I'm just
right.
But I'm
no,
just
pause. Right? pause. Go back. So now it's Travis Kelce. I'm saying,
let me. This is the problem. You don't let me finish my statements.
I'm right there with Paul on this one.
That is Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. As long as they together,
I ain't say nothing about Andy Reid.
No, y'all Reed did.
Had Donovan McNabb.
We will rewind the tape. Y'all said it on this episode just a few minutes ago. I wrote it down. That's why I'm answering things that y'all wrote down, or that I wrote down. Y'all said as long as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are around,
I think they have the best coach and the best quarterback.
That's all I'm answering. All I'm saying is throw the tight end in with that. Like, I think those three are like the San Antonio big three That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm
you
just saying.
You got to lead with that because when you talk about Travis,
y'all cut me off.
I'm right. Ready. Yeah, I'm like, we what is you talking
I'm
about?
Picking
like,
up a 15 rock,
is like, like he, no, 15 is him.
He absolutely is. I'm just saying, I think we won't see a decline in it, like as the Chiefs as an entity until Travis Kelce goes. And you got to find another Travis Kelce. They didn't care about replacing.
Kind of like Gronk almost.
Yes. Like they didn't care about replacing Tyreek Hill. They was like, we got a bunch of fast people. We got this, we got that. Travis Kelce is that guy. Like, as far as a tight end goes, that is his safety net. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
To your point, Russell Wilson ain't been worth nothing since he got rid of Wilson. Correct. Yeah. With the two L's.
Yes. So all of this, so that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying Travis Kelce deserves the love too. So as long as I'm picking them to win the division, is what I'm saying. Because as long as Travis Kelce and 15 stay upright, they good. They gonna be fine. Now I am a little bit troubled with Chris Jones not being there.
Yeah, I'm ready to go there.
Yeah. I guess he'll eventually get there because it's money. I mean, it's a money thing. Plenty of money. So they'll figure it out.
Money. It ain't like he broke. He's eating.
He's all right. I mean, as far as money goes, as far as a player, he a whole problem, like an entire problem, which is the most unexpected thing because of how he talks. Like, I still can't get over that voice. The voice don't match the body. he sound like Mickey Mouse, but he still play. He's
Jones,
a problem.
Jones is the reason why the Bengals didn't go to back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yes.
Let's just call it what it is.
You know what? I got some tidbits for whenever we get to the north. But go ahead. Okay.
All right. But so that's my thing. I think the secondary grew up last year because they had young people. When you pay a lot of money in certain places, you gotta, and they paid it to the offensive line, so you had to take a flyer on the defense. And the corners held up. The safeties were good. So I think they'll still be the class of the West.
They lost Hartman and they lost the left tackle. Left tackles in Cincinnati.
Yes, he's in Cincinnati. But they also found somebody to replace him. They paid money. Yeah. They put more money to replace him. Like they just didn't pay Orlando Brown kind of money to do it. But I think, you know, they'll solidify that again. And so obviously everything we always say in every episode is that barring injury. So as long as they remain healthy, the Chiefs are going to do it. You ain't gonna get me to look stupid again, so I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Chiefs until further notice. So that's me. So since I'm already here, we might as well go ahead and do it. So I got the Chiefs with one. I got Broncos in second place. I got the Chargers being in third. Like I just can't be sold on the coach and your collapse in the playoffs. That stinks. So this is the one I got where they're gonna have three teams out of the playoffs though. I got the Chargers in third, but I still got them with like 10 wins.
Yeah.
And then the Raiders is on the clock too. They might as well go ahead and figure out who they drafting with the top seven pick. They in that range, so it's gonna be some tiebreakers to go on to figure out what the draft order is. But they need to make some considerations. They need to scout, is all I'm saying. Like some scouts and big players. Because they're gonna have one of them top picks. So that's me.
I was gonna say I'll let Paul go last. I'll say it like this. I think it's as simple as, for me anyway, give me your order of coaches. I think that the Chargers, I think the Chargers are gonna be third because I believe that Sean McDermott is better than Josh McDaniels.
I just forgot to give Josh McDaniels the smoke that he was supposed to get.
Boy, if we had an APB for these shows, he would be the one to get it.
Unanimous.
Okay, now that I know I saw Paul set up, I'll shut up because I know Paul gonna have some smoke for him. So go ahead. Go ahead.
So what I'll say is, I think that Josh McDaniels, I think that I would give it to Sean, and this is saying a lot for me because anybody who knows me knows that I don't hate anybody, and I don't know the man personally. Sean McDermott is one of my least favorite people in all the NFL. Nobody has squandered. No coach.
You talking about Josh McDaniels?
No.
You said Sean McDermott.
The coach for the Chargers.
Oh, Brandon Staley.
Sean McDermott is in Buffalo, bro. Oh, like, what does this have to do with anything we talking about?
My man. Sheesh. Right. I'm looking at Brandon Staley saying Sean McDermott. I'm sorry. My bad. Shout out to Sean McDermott. I apologize, man. This is not your fault. You're all right with me.
We talking about Sean McVay. All right. He just be triggering me.
Okay. Next segment. But Brandon Staley, honestly, it's hard for him to not be my least favorite coach in a division. But that being said, Josh McDaniel is that guy. He's awful. Nobody got more mileage out of cheating than Josh McDaniel. So I got the Raiders being fourth just because I believe their coach is like, he is totally outside of his weight class. Brandon Staley, I believe, is outside of his weight class. I think he's gotten a lot of goodwill because I don't think he's an awful coach. I don't think mentally he's an awful coach, but game time, like, dude, there's hardly anybody I can think of off the top of my head right now who's a worse game manager, game time coach. That being said, I think that generally speaking, I won't say that Andy Reid and Sean Payton are a coin flip as far as coaches, but I'll say this. Mahomes, it really doesn't matter, like, who the coach is. He's that much better than Russ. And so I got it. Kansas City, 12, 13, 14, whatever, depending on health. Right. I've got the Broncos maybe getting to, like, you know, 10, 11 wins just because I think that Sean Payton is worth 3 or 4 wins just stability-wise. Hackett was that bad. And I believe that, again, like similar to what Andre said, I believe the Chargers are still good enough to get a wild card, even with Brandon Staley being horrible. And then I think the Raiders are going to be
so bad.
He's so bad in game. And I understand they'd be like, yeah, but so-and-so got hurt. And he said, I don't care, man. Come on. Like, punt the ball. But that being said, I believe that the Raiders will probably be picking up there, like, third, fourth, fifth, maybe sixth. Good enough to get a really, really good player.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That they're going to abuse and waste later.
And so, not pay later. So
yeah. And not pay later. Yeah. So, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So, Paul?
I am going to go out on a limb and say this division only gets one team in, and it's him and them. I think McDaniel is going to stink to join up big time.
Al Davis is going to be paying 5 different head coaches right now.
At one
by the end of the season.
I think Sean Payton is going to stink it up big time.
Really?
Because Russ is going to stink it up big time. And who's behind Russ? Right.
Whoever they drafted out.
He's going to get benched. I'm betting that Russ is going to get benched by Halloween.
Okay, Paul coming strong. Okay, all right.
He's where I was last year. By the way, I first guessed that one. I told y'all, Russ about to get exposed.
Russ about to get benched by Halloween.
Glad to know I sold you.
I believe Peyton is going to blow everything up this year. It's going to be a lot of pressure on Russ. Okay. He's not going to perform.
I see what you're saying.
And they're going to blow everything up because Peyton's got to keep his job.
Yeah. Well, he got a long enough deal, and they did enough trade and
you
stuff
see
like
what
he
I'm
got,
saying now.
And Walmart got enough money. He gonna be there for the long haul.
Yeah.
This is literally
he's
Russ's
built
last
up game. Enough cachet and clout
if,
over.
If Russ can't jump out the gate, they about to figure out how to get Caleb Williams. That's what I see.
Paul got a whole like. Sabotage, and that's what all the sound bites.
Sometimes it just is what it is.
It's business. It's the league business. I don't believe that. I would say the same thing about Vegas, but they're so cash poor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They
they're stuck with McDaniels.
Yeah.
Horrible. They're stuck with him. They can't even fire him because he sucks and bring in another coach because they don't have any money.
Right.
Al Davis would literally have to sell his car. Like, he would actually have to sell stuff in his house right now.
Yeah, if you watch Winning Time, think Jerry Buss in the late 70s.
That's exactly
that's the Las Vegas Raiders right now.
They are currently there. Like, Magic, please come save us.
They selling pieces of the stadium.
Bruh. They trying to get events in the building. Like, they ain't even thinking about football. Nope. Like, it's they're so cash poor.
That's Vegas, a good point. Now, I didn't even think that's so true.
That they can't even fire the guy.
Yeah.
So that leaves us with Kansas City and the Chargers. And we've discussed the problems with the Chargers. They're just all over the place, and the guy can't coach.
That's it. Game time, he's unparalleled bad.
It's like, let me figure out how to make this harder than it has to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, that's what he wakes up thinking. How can I get in my own way?
Brandon Staley is game time Marvin Lewis with a much lower IQ.
He's worse than Marvin Lewis.
That's what I said. He with a lower IQ.
No. I'm saying don't even put him and Marvin Lewis in the same thought.
Fair.
Now, Marvin Lewis was a horrible game manager early. And then
he got better as time.
He got better as time. And that's what they're waiting on. And then he started having buzzard luck, right?
Right, right.
You know, like. Literally. Right. Like,
Batman Jones.
Right.
Yeah. But that's the point. I think they're waiting on Brandon Staley, and I don't think it's coming.
It's not coming until he puts down the stat sheet. Like, he's coming, dude. Stop doing analytics. Now, this is football. Like, there's a.
This is not baseball.
This is not baseball.
You're not the Oakland A's. Billy Bean's not baseball. Coming through that door, dog.
And you know what? Billy Bean never won shit.
Right.
How about that?
That.
He never won shit. Did he even win a series?
They may have won a series, but they haven't been anywhere beyond the first round since he took over a long time ago. Like, he didn't have a 17, 18, 19 year run at this. And
well, he was in Cleveland for a while.
Well, no, they got a gang of mileage out of the what's it?
If I'm not mistaken, ain't he in Buffalo now?
Who?
Bean. Bean is in football now.
That's true. I don't think it's Buffalo, though. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
I know he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right. Now I'm caught up.
I was getting ready to say.
I was like, he never coached the Indians. Or he never GM for the Indians.
Yeah.
I got you.
He in the real league.
And you know what? And he ruined Cleveland.
I want to say he's in Buffalo.
The numbers.
Actually, he did a good job in Cleveland. Don't do that.
Anyway, the point is Brandon Staley. No, I'm with you. So you got what? Kansas City.
I said I got one team
getting out,
coming out of the West in the AFC.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think Herbert has, even though I think Herbert is probably the second best quarterback in the world.
Physically,
he doesn't have the stability to maximize the huddle he has, because he's got a pretty good huddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just top.
He's got a pretty good huddle. And on the other side of the ball, they got a pretty good huddle too. I just don't know with the moving and not having their own place and all these things. I don't know if they're kind of feeling like the Clippers or I mean, you know what I'm trying to say here?
That's what I was saying, though. They just feel like the Chargers to me. How is the narrative any different than Dan Fouts?
But if they had been in San Diego and the old Jack Murphy or whatever the heck that was called, whatever it was called when they left, I believe they would be more successful.
I don't. I think that's just the organization.
They moved on from he's the offensive the black coach. Why can I think of his name?
Oh, dude.
You talking about Raheem Morris?
No.
Oh man,
he played running back. He's with the Buffalo Bills now. Darby. Either way, yeah, but either way, they moved him because he kept losing. Like he kept finding ways to lose under him, and that's continued. It just looks different. They still find ways to lose games. It just used to be the players were finding ways to lose games, and now the coach is finding ways to lose games.
Anthony Lynn.
Yeah.
So
And I don't believe Staley is an improvement over him.
He's not. Like I said, it was the players before. Like they would lose games on kickers missing extra points. Like under Anthony Lynn. Now they losing games because my man won't go
for fourth and six
from his own 10-yard line. Like
your 28. Come on, man.
So yeah,
who survives that? Anyway, yeah. I'm definitely.
Oh, Bobby Bowden, Florida State teams used to survive that.
It's because they had 42 All Americans on defense. You couldn't move the ball 6 yards.
Right.
Hut!
All right. So now we're going to handle the NFC West for those of you who are listening to us on streaming platforms like Spotify. We definitely want to show some appreciation for y'all sticking with us and checking out our special editions along with our regular episodes. And for those of you watching on YouTube or Facebook or what have you there, we want to also send some gratitude to you for helping the show grow. And we're just continuing to try to give you what you want. So I definitely appreciate that. But with that being said, we're going to move over to the NFC West, which this is a shaky division, man. Like there's a lot of... there's a lot of questions.
Way more questions than answers,
man. A lot for a lot of teams here. So, Mr. Primetime, we'll go ahead and start off with Billy, to see what he has to say. You know, represented by the division with the what I guess Deion used to play in that division. So,
she's showing his age.
I know.
This was the Falcons was in the NFC West like 30 years ago.
Before everybody decided to pick up a map and figure it out for real.
Right,
so.
Like we tried to do. But, man, you know what, though? Fun fact, they're the only team that had to travel outside their division further for in-division games in Major League Sports, not named the Cincinnati Reds. They actually had to travel further because of where they line up geographically. Anyway, that's not important.
That's what you're running with?
No. Here's the thing. I think this division has the most – every team in this division has a significant question. I think the team that has the least question marks is the San Francisco 49ers. The problem is they have the biggest question. Mm-hmm. They only have one question, but it's enormous because we don't know –
Everybody got a quarterback with them.
Everybody got a quarterback. The 49ers, the other 52 man on the roster, there are no other questions. You know how sometimes teams go in. I remember the Patriots were like this for a long time, where Bill Belichick was like, I kind of don't even want draft picks because you're never going to see the field. Bill Parcells used to talk about that a lot, where it was like, yeah, I got nothing. So I feel like they have one question is huge. Cardinals, they got a lot of questions. And plus, I don't think they have the talent to even be worthy. I kind of got them picking up the rear. The Rams, fewer questions than the Cardinals, but I think most of what troubles me about the Rams is they're just not young. And it's kind of like when you're starting to put things together in free agency and you're not really drafting and grooming players. Plus, I'll say this, shout out to Paul Wilson. I don't think McVay is a great coach. I think McVay is one of those – it's not that he's a bad coach. I think that he honestly has gotten lucky with personnel.
Paul got his mouth open right now.
We've had this conversation for the past four seasons now,
bro. We've been having this conversation, and I'm saying
here's my point. I think, and this is where I'm going with it. I think that for a lot of people, Sean McVay is what a lot of people think that Pete Carroll is. A lot of people don't want to give Pete Carroll credit.
They beat their meat thinking he was the new John Gruden.
Well, okay.
Who I also think is trash.
But this is where I'm going, and this is my point.
I don't like either one of them cuts.
All I'm saying
is I rock with Pete Carroll.
I don't compare him
to Pete Carroll.
My point is that's the point. I think there's a lot of people who are down and think Pete Carroll is just rah-rah, don't know football, whatever. I actually think Sean McVay is more of that than Pete Carroll is. That being said,
John Gruden.
That being said, I think that the Seahawks are actually, believe it or not, the team with the least amount of questions. I think that the Seahawks, and I'll say it like this. I don't think anybody out of that division is going to make any noise in the playoffs. So, you know, and I'll say it like this, much like when we were doing the AFC and NFC South. This is my little gambling tip. Whatever team is playing a team in the NFC West, bet against the spread on them. Like, they're not gonna do much. That's what I said. So I just really don't see much there because I feel like there's just too many questions. And then even though the NFC is a little bit down compared to the AFC, I don't see anybody coming. I mean, I see a couple of teams might come out of playoffs there, but I don't see them making much noise because they just don't have the guns for it. Like, I mean, the 49ers are stacked, and I don't even know who's going to be under center, you know? So that's what I got.
What say you, Paul?
I got the Niners winning 13 games. I got the Hawks winning 10. I don't even want to discuss the rest of them.
The rest of the teams are bad. I'm
just being honest. Why would we even talk about Arizona?
Put them in the Pac-12 this year.
I have
one reason to talk about Arizona for the people who are watching, but go ahead.
Why? Because D-Hop left?
No. No,
oh, I got study hall.
He better be petty. Go ahead.
It's gonna be super petty, but I'm gonna be right. Yeah, I promise you.
I ain't trying to talk about study hall or Stafford. Yeah, real talk. I got the Niners winning 13 games. I got the Hawks on a wild card.
13 games?
13 games, bro. I don't even know what a quarterback is. They're gonna win 13 games. 13 games?
I can dig it. I can see it.
The Niners are in competition for the bye.
The Niners actually regular season, they have to play the AFC North. And so they got to play the NFC East. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, in the AFC North, there's only one quarterback healthy. And the other one that's healthy is coming off of like a 2.5
but
year.
They
absence.
Don't have a quarterback at all.
Exactly. Purdy been cleared and been playing. They got their quarterback,
and he's better than Daniel.
The Niners are a whole problem. It's at the end of the day. If we wanted to do, I could do the NFC playoff.
You can do the playoff picture right now in 30 right seconds or less.
Yeah. It's a wrap. I already know who in the AFC Championship. Well, now, the AFC Championship, that's a different thing.
That is a different monster.
But, yeah, man, like, Niners is different. They built like the Patriots.
You almost sound like you're saying that the NFC West basically – is the NFC South with better rosters?
Oh, I get what you're saying. He's saying it's going to be a runaway.
No, I think the Seahawks are going to hang around.
You think so?
I think Geno is going to continue playing well. And they drafted well last year, and they drafted well this year. I think Seahawks are going to be pretty good. I think the Seahawks will be better than any team coming out of the North or the East. Not named Philly.
Oh, I was about to say hello. But okay. All right. Well, I'm going to run through it real quick for the sake of time. But my one tidbit on the Arizona Cardinals. Now, keep in mind Billy's disclaimer at the beginning of this that we are not responsible for gambling losses and all of that. If you need professional help, go get it from somebody not named Paul, Billy, or Andre.
But go get your money. Go eat. Go eat on the card.
So I may not, as I mentioned earlier, I got the Chiefs wrong. So I don't know about all of the people who may win, but I can tell you about the people that will lose. Go ahead and put what you got down on the Cardinals to have the number one pick in next year's NFL draft.
Oh, they, man, you saying they going to get my boy?
Get your future bets up
they gonna,
now.
They going to get my boy Byers?
They are not winning more than two games this year. I promise you. They will not. So my thing with you, and this is where we get to – I know this is going to be a what is he going with? So this is where the Shane Steichen conversation takes a split. So Shane Steichen, I believe, is a good coach from Philly. I believe – that Gannon was the bad coach from Philly. And I think that's who Arizona took, and they rolled snake eyes on this one. So all I'm saying is whatever you have to spend, log into the MGM app or whatever app is your betting.
Break
app
your piggy banks right now
and put money on Arizona to have the worst record in the league.
Biggity bank. My money goes into my biggity bank. So shout out to 50.
So now when we get to the Rams are reaping what they sowed.
About them clowns.
When you say F them picks, this is what you're gonna look like. So I'm opposed to my two counterparts. I actually believe Sean McVay is a good coach, but he's only a good coach he's the perfect coach when he has a perfect team. And this team is completely
that means he ain't a good coach, bro.
No,
isn't that the textbook definition?
That's literally man. Come on, bro.
No, you got bad coaches that mess up good teams. He's not that. I'm not saying he's a great coach.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
I'm saying he's a good, he's good enough to get the job done if you put all the pieces there.
He needs
But when help. You said F them picks and all that other stuff, and we can figure out who the running back is, we can let wide receivers figure itself. Like when you get all that, they're gonna be a 6-win team, maybe.
And real quick, Andre, I know I don't want to cut you off, but I'll say this real quick because I feel like I'm obligated to. I bet you, and this is in Paul's corner here, I bet you they wish they had Jared Goff right now instead of Matthew Stafford. Long term, because this is to your point, Andre, they forfeited the entire future of the franchise for a couple of good years. For Odell Beckham Jr. and Matthew Stafford, that's it.
Yeah, anyway, they – so – them mortgaging the future for that. This is just what it looks like. Now you got a Super Bowl out of it. It worked. It's just when you do it this way, there's a string of years where it's not going to look pretty. And that's where they're at. They are in a season of, we just paying people just to play
revenue because now revenue ain't going to match the stadium rent.
Right, but SoFi does have a lot.
It's a whole bunch of things going on.
SoFi got a lot of concerts, and
they got, and the owner is the richest owner in sports, so he'll be fine. So that just leaves us with
the road to Sacramento or something.
Yeah, so that just leaves us with Seattle and the 49ers. As we've discussed, the 49ers are loaded. I 100% agree that they're loaded. They took a couple Eagles with them. The defense is legit.
Literally took their best player.
Yeah,
they have the best 52-man roster, in my opinion.
They got all of that.
And we still don't know who their quarterback is.
We'll figure out who the quarterback is. So they do have three quarterbacks. They have three serviceable quarterbacks. And with Kyle Shanahan calling plays, I believe that this it don't matter. Like, as long you can't just roll out with nobody, but I think they have at least decent quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan can make play above sea level. And when you combine that with that defense and the talent that they have, George Kittle's a whole like alien. Oh, yeah. He's Brock Bowers is George Kittle 2.0 for when we come, but for right now, the original model is still out here bashing heads. And Deebo Samuels is Deebo Samuels, like, and Ayuk is Ayuk, like, they a whole problem. And the reason I'm not picking Seattle to win the division is because I watched last year San Fran take Seattle's heart on the football field two times. Geno balled the entire year,
except for
those two games. I'm not saying it was scared. I'm saying as a team, they like you can tell there's levels to this, and Seattle wasn't on that level.
Did he take Geno's heart or did he take Pete Carroll's heart? Was that Kyle Shanahan, Deebo, and like was that him beating up on Pete?
That is a great question.
I think Geno represented well even in those games.
You know what? At the end of the day, Geno was also a guy who got his jaw broke.
By his
teammate on some because he was on some extra.
Yeah.
So wait, I hate to put that.
You making it around the track on the fat man's relay to my perspective.
You understand what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but that don't just the fact that you had a teammate that you made a teammate bust your jaw in a locker room, them type of traits don't leave you just because you go to a different locker room.
Or mature, become a better all-around player.
Well, you can become a mature person, but I guess I don't know. Yeah. But if you got into that, I ain't never had a fight in the locker room.
I've had fights, but to Paul's point, do you know how horrible of a person that you're, or at least horrible characteristic that you're showing, that somebody on the NFL team is willing to punch the starting quarterback?
That doesn't even happen in high school.
You're not even allowed to touch the starting quarterback in practice, so let alone the locker room.
Right. This is a different point. Like,
being a quarterback at any level, but especially in the pros, you have to be. Jay Cutler never got socked.
Right.
Nobody to a man.
Punched Johnny Manziel. Hit. What's your boy Zach
Baker,
Wilson?
Mayfield,
they didn't even punch Zach Wilson, and they had every right to. You got to be on some extra.
Nobody.
That's what I'm. Nobody. Now you understand where I'm going with
that. I'm digging.
Like
yeah.
Baker
yeah.
Mayfield, Jeff mm-hmm. George. Like we yeah. had a whole. We got a
Ryan Leaf.
There's some classic.
Ryan Leaf. Yeah.
Right. Ryan Leaf never got socked in the jaw.
Bro. And you yeah. and dude broke your jaw. And he was like a third team linebacker.
Yeah,
you was
yeah.
the first round pick. Like you was the franchise.
You were the guy.
You were that dude, and you got yeah.
So with all that being said, I just I think Seattle, even though they are going to be a good team, I think they'll split when, like Billy mentioned, the schedule when they got to go to NFC East and AFC North and things like that. I think they're more aligned to split with those kind of games than San Fran. Like I think San Fran can win a majority of those games. I think Seattle's built to maybe. They can beat the Giants, but maybe lose to the Commanders. They can beat, you know, like kind of alternating that way, or they can beat. They're good enough to beat the Browns, but they're not good enough to beat.
They have
the
more
Ravens.
Ways.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Seattle has the best quarterback in the division.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But this is about like how young the team is and where they are.
With everything I just said about Geno, I'm still gonna say he's the best quarterback. In the division,
you're not getting a disagreement.
It's
still
going to
take more than a quarterback.
Geno has made some real improvements.
No, he has.
Yeah, Geno's a player, man.
Yeah, he's a real player.
But as a team, though, all I'm saying is, as a team, like I don't think they're better than the Ravens. I don't think they're better than the Bengals. So I see them losing those two games. I can see them beating Pittsburgh, and I can see them beating Cleveland.
I don't know if they're not as good as the Bengals. Especially we got.
But could you see the Bengals
Burrow being hurt? I'm factoring in Burrow's injury at this
point. Right. But if Burrow's healthy by the time they play, can you see the Bengals beating them?
Burrow's not going to be healthy until next year. We're all football
players. Okay, I knew I was going down a slippery slope. So anyway, I'm just saying, pick two teams. They'll split between the AFC North and the NFC East. I think they'll win two and lose two out of those. So really? the schedule isn't as favorable.
Going to be Philly?
Huh? No.
Joking. All right, he said, huh?
No.
Got him.
But again, because you'll recognize there's levels to this. I think that like, it's clearly, I mean, I know we haven't done our playoff preview yet. It's
coming, right.
But right. When you look at, like, the Eagles and the 49ers are a different level right now than the rest of the NFC, in my opinion. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that Seattle's going to not be a good team. I'm just saying when we look at it, like, Seattle and Detroit are going to be kind of fighting for third.
I think exactly what you're saying. I think after San Francisco and Philly, Detroit and Seattle are the next two best teams.
Yeah. Right. So that's all.
I'll say this. The NFC is easy to kind of go this direction. I'll say this. The difference between the 49ers and the Seahawks is that the 49ers, I'm not automatically going into the casino and taking the under. When the Seahawks play, I'm taking the under. Whatever the spread is on the game. And that's not because I think they're going to lose.
Right.
They're not going to win games 45-17.
They're not impressive, but they're efficient.
They're efficient, but it's going to be like they're going to win a game like 20-13. They're not going to be beating nobody.
23-16. That's they will. Which is why I think, because we'll get to them, but the AFC North has a bunch of point scores. That's why I have my pick as far as what they would do in interconference.
That's going to separate them from the 49ers. Because the 49ers, they're looking at it like, yeah, you want to put give us Brock Purdy, and we still might drop 35 on you today.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, I don't see that.
They got to work harder for their points.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah. So real quick, so I'll run through. So I got 49ers, then why am I drawing a blank? Seahawks, then the Arizona Cardinals.
Doesn't matter.
The Rams.
Then it doesn't with matter.
Six wins, and then.
Somebody going to be drafting top team.
Put your money on Arizona. Worst record. McVay's That's the last thing fired. I'm going to say today. Go ahead.
All right. I got it like this. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the quarterback issue in San Francisco is more of a problem than you two think it is, because I think, honestly, Brock Purdy is probably the best quarterback on that roster, and we don't know when we're going to get anything from him. So I got Seahawks with 11 wins, winning that division. I got the 49ers coming in behind them with like 10 wins, because I think the injuries and the quarterback is going to be a problem. I got the Rams with like 6 wins. And then the Cardinals, I think Andre's probably right. They're going to be drafting top 3 easy.
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 Bet the under.
Mm-hmm.
What you got in your order, Paul?
You know, I think I've been saying it repeatedly throughout this segment. I got the Niners on top. I got the Eagles. The Seahawks right on underneath them. And I discuss the Cardinals or
wow.
Practice midseason, should they make me shut myself up and eat my words? I'm good with that. But at this point in the game, I don't see nobody messing with the Eagles, Seahawks or the Niners.
That's true. Yeah, I'm with that.
Hut!
All right, that's a wrap. We thank you for your attention and tuning in to our special edition of The Gray Matters as we cover the NFL this upcoming season. We want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time. If you have any questions, comments, as always, feel free to leave those for us. We want to make sure, once again, to note that if you have any problems with gambling, please understand we encourage you to go get some help with that. We do not want you to take our advice and go out there and mess up. We are not the place to get that help. There are plenty of places out there. With that, we hope to see you again soon as we take on our last division, which will be the AFC in the NFC North in each conference. So feel free to check back with us as we give our preview for that those two divisions as well. Once again, we look forward to hearing anything you have to say. And then also, want to make sure that we remind you that we all throughout the NFL season this year are going to be covering each week, not only covering what has happened in the previous week of games and keeping you up to date on injuries and what's going on, the little inside information, but also previewing games as they're coming up throughout the week. So be sure to stay tuned to the Gray Matters. We look forward to giving you more and more content all around the NFL as we progress throughout the 2023 NFL season. With that, we want to say farewell. We'll see you next time. Be blessed.
Peace.
Cardinals, worst record.